Our story begins at Murphy's Law, where Zoe is sitting at the bar having a drink when a stranger named Buck walks up.
Hello there, little lady.
Hello.
You're looking mighty fine today. I noticed you from over there by the jukebox.
Look, that's wonderful. I'm so glad someone appreciates me and all, but I'm not interested.
Oh, come on, honey. You haven't lived till you had a little ride on the Buck train.
The Buck train?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Is that the best line you could come up with? Were you practicing that all day?
Man, you're one hostile lady. Just let me give you a little shoulder massage. That'll ease your tension.
Get your mitts off me, you pig. And can you stand at least 10 feet away from me? You reek of alcohol.
We're in a bar, honey, if you haven't noticed.
For the last time, I'm not interested.
Is this guy bothering you?
As a matter of fact, he is.
All right, buddy. You heard the lady. Take a hike. And just who do you think you are? I'm Kyle Carpenter, Channel 6 News. So if you don't mind, I'd like to have a word with the lady. Well, I do mind. So back off. Look, buddy, we don't want any trouble here. Just leave the lady alone and go crawl back into whatever hole you crawled out of. And what if I don't want to? Don't make me get physical with you, man. I've seen bigger guys than you at my kids' Pee Wee League games. I'm telling you, don't push me like this again. Oh, that was a big mistake, dude.
Oh, no!
At Romano's, Hannah has just sat down at a table with Dirk.
You look great, Hannah.
Why, thank you.
Have you heard from Charlie? Is he running late as usual?
No, I haven't. I thought he would be here by now.
I guess we'll have to have a drink while we wait for him to show.
Sounds like a plan. Life has been so crazy lately. You probably heard about my brother-in-law, Mac. I've been staying over at my sister Raven's a lot. My other sister, Connie, is over there right now.
I did hear about that from Charlie. That is pretty amazing.
He's still dealing with some issues from the explosion, but at least he's home, safe and sound.
It truly is a miracle.
Oh, Dirk. I'm so sorry. I'm being totally insensitive here. I'm going on and on about Mac, and I know talking about the bombing makes you think about your mother.
It's supposed to get easier, but it never does, you know? I just try to put it out of my mind as much as I can.
I completely understand. It was such a horrific tragedy.
Completely senseless. Anyway, we're here to celebrate my last day of school, so I don't mean to be a downer.
Hey, you're not. Not at all. How was your day?
It was all right. Kids were looking at their watches all day. I don't think anyone heard a word of what I had to say.
Well, I wasn't much of a student myself, so I probably would have been doing the exact same thing.
Oh, sorry. Huh, it's Charlie. Hey, man, what's up? What? But this whole dinner was your idea. Yeah, I know. Gretchen takes priority over me any day of the week. No. You don't have to make it up to me. Yeah, Hannah's right here. All right. Later, dude.
What happened?
Something came up with Gretchen, and now he's not coming.
You're kidding. I just talked to him earlier, and he told me to make sure I was here on time.
I don't know what's going on. he's in love. That's all I can say.
Oh, well.
Look, you don't have to stay. I don't need a celebration dinner for my last day. It's really no big deal.
No, we promised you a celebration, and you're going to have one. It will just have to be you and me, if that's okay.
Sure. Sounds great.
At her apartment, Alexandra has just arrived home with Andrew, to Adriana's surprise.
Andrew, I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Hey, it's a Jones family reunion. By the way, have the three of us ever been in the same room before?
Yes, the courtroom. Remember your wife's tearful confession?
Oh, yeah. How could I ever forget that? Jeez.
I'm still not speaking to Andy, but he does have a piece of information that might be useful to us. So I'm granting him immunity from my wrath for today only.
Oh, wow. This must be good.
It's about Zoe, Adriana. Apparently, Andy has bonded with her or something, and he thinks he knows a way to get into her good graces.
Well, I could certainly use that.
You have to help her find her niece. Well, she thinks she's found her, but you have to help her and her father reunite with her.
Wait a minute. Before you say another word, you forget me helping Zach Jessup do anything. That man ruined my life.
Well, you may not have any other choice, Adriana. Because the most important thing to Zoe right now is her niece. And if you find a way to help her, she might just start giving you the time of day.
How am I supposed to help her? Can somebody fill me in here?
I just want to go on record that this is not my idea, and I in no way endorse it. But I wanted you to be the one who decides what to do.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Andy, tell her what you think she should do.
At Kyle's apartment, Zoe and Kyle have just arrived following the fight at Murphy's Law.
I'm all right. You don't have to coddle me.
I just want to help. You did get beat to a pulp for defending my honor.
Beat to a pulp? Are you kidding me? I had that guy running scared.
Kyle, the bartender and three other guys had to pull him off you.
Some people just see what they want to see.
You are something else. You know that.
I'm a newsman. That's who I am.
That's just your job.
My job is all I have, really. I mean, I have my sister and my nephew, but I'm married to my work. You can't make your way to the top unless you keep focused.
Well, you won't be doing any newscasts with that black eye anytime soon.
Damn it! The FBI is going to announce their findings soon about the subway bombing, and I want to be the one to break that story.
Unless you go on air with a black eye, you might not get that chance.
We'll see about that. That's what makeup is for, Zoe, dear.
I thought manly men didn't wear makeup.
Hey, those lights are harsh. I do what I have to do.
Well, it seems to me like you're perfectly all right now. Even your ego didn't take a hit, so I think I'll be going.
Yeah, leave me to sit here alone with this steak on my eye.
Did you have something else in mind?
Well, I have some DVDs of my greatest hits, so to speak. Video montages of my news reports that we could watch.
That sounds about as bad as me working another double shift. No, thank you.
Oh, okay, but you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I think I do.
All right, well, I guess I owe you for making sure I got home safe and sound.
Don't worry about it. You stood up for me at the bar, so we can call it even. Deal?
Deal.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.